Salt-bearing disk candidates around high-mass young stellar objects, by Adam Ginsberg et al. Molecular lines tracing the orbital motion of gas in a well-defined disk are valuable tools for inferring both the properties of the disk and the star it surrounds. Lines that arise only from a disk, and not also from the surrounding molecular cloud core that birthed the star or from the outflow it drives, are rare. Several such emission lines have recently been discovered in one example case, those from sodium chloride and KCl salt molecules. We studied a sample of 23 candidate high-mass young stellar objects, HMYSOs, in 17 high-mass star-forming regions to determine how frequently emission from these species is detected. We present 5 new detections of water, sodium chloride, KCl, PN, and CIS from the innermost regions around the objects, bringing the total number of known briny disk candidates to 9. Their kinematic structure is generally disk-like, though we are unable to determine whether they arise from a disk or outflow in the sources with new detections. We demonstrate that these species are spatially coincident in a few resolved cases and show that they are generally detected together, suggesting a common origin or excitation mechanism. We also show that several disks around HMYSOs clearly do not exhibit emission in these species. Salty disks are therefore neither particularly rare in high-mass disks, nor are they ubiquitous. This was Salt-bearing disk candidates around high-mass young stellar objects, by Adam Ginsberg et al.